Holidays often mean family, friends, and food. In traditional Basque culture, that's turned up to 11. And at least in the U.S., there's one Basque appetizer that rises above the rest, croquetas. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports on the intersection of food and the holidays for our region's Basque population.
I walk into a Basque restaurant mid-morning as things are still quiet.
I'm so sorry. How are you doing? I'm Eric. Nice to meet you.
That's Eric McFarland, owner of the place. It's called Epi's, named after his great-grandmother who emigrated to Idaho from Basque Country in 1929. And she wasn't alone. Boise, Idaho has the highest concentration of Basque people in the U.S. I'm excited to get into the kitchen and see how some of these foods are made.
I think they're making a few things back there.
But before I head back there, I want to tell you a bit about Basque Country. Its cultural roots are in northern Spain and southern France, going back more than 1,000 years. Much of the region is sunny and next to the coast, and it's become a massive foodie destination, especially for seafoods and rich, flavorful meals. Boise, Idaho is not exactly like that, but McFarland says Basque culture here is also centered around food, especially during the holidays.
That's what, you know, being Basque is really about, is just, being around food, being around people, and sharing those experiences.
For tonight, there's lamb stew and burgundy sauce simmering off to the side. Epi chef Josh James has worked there for 19 years. He points to another pan under the big overhead fan.
Meatball sauce. So it's just olive oil and onions right now, and I'm just softening the onions up.
Some of that'll become beef tongue sauce. There's also a white mixture out in a pan cooling down. It's waiting to turn into little balls coated in breadcrumbs and fried.
That's the masa for the croquetas, and
So what is that?
So it's basically it's a what we'd call a bechamel. It's a real simple kind of a mother sauce, basically, but it's really thick, and that's why you're able to roll the croquetas. Essentially, it's onions, oil, butter, flour, and milk.
He sometimes makes croquetas at Christmas, but says that's pretty time consuming. His family spread is usually a mixture of American food with turkey and mashed potatoes and Basque food like lamb, but there's a lot of it.
We wake up in the morning and we're preparing for lunch. We're obviously eating breakfast, and then when we're eating lunch, we're preparing for dinner. And so there's no time between meals, really. You're constantly eating.
You have a tradition of a lot of snacking.
That's Marty Buckley, a blogger and Basque cookbook author.
A lot of shrimp, a lot of basically seafood snacks, and you have the white asparagus from Navarra. A lot of times the main dish will be sea bream or salt cod, and then you move on to a ton of desserts.
Buckley is from Alabama, but she moved to San Sebastian in northern Spain's Basque Country about a decade ago. I asked her, what's the real difference between Basque food and other foods?
They really use mostly olive oil and garlic, parsley, and that's literally all. Salt. There's no spices, there's no, you know, hiding the flavors. They insist on bringing out the purest flavors from the produce that they use, in part because it's so excellent.
In Boise, most Basque meals out start with croquetas. But they're a big snack in Basque Country, too, and there's all different kinds.
I mean, there's a joke that everybody's first favorite croqueta is the one their mom made. And then you ask them, where's your second favorite croqueta? Because they're never going to say, such and such bar makes it better than my mom.
Back in Epi's kitchen, McFarland finishes making a few of his own.
They're ready to rock and roll, get right in the fryer and have some fun.
And how do they taste?
You want to give one of these a try?
Sure.
Yeah.
That is delightful.
Yeah. So you can see it almost, some people think that maybe there's, you know, potatoes in there or something, or cheese. They can't figure it out. I love it. It's just deep fried goodness. That's what it is.
Epi's will be closed for Christmas and Christmas Eve so McFarland's family can celebrate. But that won't stop you from trying to cook your own Basque dish for the holiday season. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.